It's a book five, no? It's a conversation of the merciful God with a sinful soul. It's kind of a dialogue. Jesus says, "Be not afraid of your Savior, O sinful soul. I make the first move to come to you, for know that by yourself you are unable to lift yourself to me. Child, do not run away from your father. Be willing to talk openly with your God of mercy, who wants to speak words of pardon and lavish these graces on you. How dear your soul is to me. I have inscribed your name upon my hand. You are engraved as a deep wound in my heart." The soul says, "Lord, I hear your voice calling me to turn back from the path of sin, but I have neither the strength nor the courage to do so." Jesus, "I am your strength. I will help you in the struggle." The soul, "Lord, I recognize your holiness and I fear you." Jesus, "My child, do not fear the God of mercy." Oh, "My child, do you fear the God of mercy? My holiness does not prevent me from being merciful. Behold, for you I have established a throne of mercy on earth, the tabernacle. And from this throne I decide to enter into your heart. I am not surrounded by retinue of God or guards. You can come to me at any moment, at any time. I want to speak to you and decide to grant you graces." The tabernacle is the throne of Jesus. Eh? So much so the exposition is not a throne, it's himself. "So, Lord, I doubt that you will pardon my numerous sins. My misery fills me with fright." Jesus, "My mercy is greater than your sins and those of the entire world. You can measure the extent of my goodness. For you, I descended from heaven to earth. For you, I allowed myself to be nailed to the cross. For you, I let my sacred heart be pierced with a lance. Thus, opening wide the source of grace of mercy for you. Come, then, with trust to draw graces from this fountain. I never reject a contrite heart. Your mystery has disappeared in the depths of my mercy. Do not argue with me about your righteousness. You will give me pleasure if you hand over to me all your troubles and griefs. I shall heap upon you the treasures of my graces." So, "You have conquered, O Lord, my stony heart with your goodness. In trust and humility, I approach the tribunal of your mercy, where you yourself absolve me by the hand of your representative. O Lord, I feel your grace and your peace filling my poor soul. I feel overwhelmed by your mercy, O Lord. You forgive me, which is more than I dare to hope for or could imagine. Your goodness surpasses all my desires. And now, filled with gratitude for so many graces, I invite you to my heart. I wandered like a prodigal son, go astray, but you did not cease to be my father. Increase your mercy toward me, for you see how weak I am." Jesus, "Child, speak no more of your mystery. It's already forgotten. Listen, my child, to what I decide to tell you. Come close to my wounds and draw from the fountain of life whatever your heart desires. Drink copiously from the fountain of life and you will not weary on your journey. Look at the splendor of mercy and my mercy and do not fear the enemies of your salvation. Glorified my mercy." conversation of the merciful God with the despairing soul. Jesus' word. Also, steeped in darkness, do not despair. All is not yet lost. Come and confide in your God with love and mercy. But a soul, dear even to this appeal, wraps itself in darkness. Jesus calls out again, "My child, listen to the voice of your merciful Father." In the soul arises this reply, "For me there is no mercy." And it falls into greater darkness, a despair which is for taste of hell and make it unable to draw near to God. Jesus called to the soul a third time, but the soul remains deaf and blind, hardened and despairing. Then the mercy of God begins to exert itself, and without any cooperation from the soul, God grants His final grace. If this too is burned, God will leave the soul in this self-chosen disposition or for eternity. This grace emerges from the merciful heart of Jesus and gives the soul a special light by means of which the soul begins to understand God's effort. But conversion depends on His own will. The soul knows that this, for her, is final grace. And should it so even a flick of goodwill, the mercy of God will accomplish the rest. Lord Jesus, my omnipotent mercy is active here. Happy the soul that takes advantage of this grace. So don't despair. That's the time of this world. Jesus, give your last time, you don't. Cannot help. You choose to despair, cannot help. Jesus respect our freedom. Give all the graces and then we don't steal. Then this, what can I do? Jesus, what joy fills my heart when you return to me? Because you are weak, I take you in my arms and carry you to the home of my Father. So, as if awaking, ask fearfully, "Is it possible that there yet is mercy for me?" Jesus, "There is, my child. You have a special claim on my mercy, that it acts in your poor soul. Let the rays of grace enter your soul. They bring with them light, warmth, and life." The soul. "But fear fills me at the thought of my sins, and this terrible fear moved me to doubt your goodness." Jesus, "My child, all your sins have not wounded my heart as painfully as your present lack of trust does." Then after so many efforts of my love and mercy, you should still doubt my goodness. See, not the sins that hurt Jesus, that the doubt, despair hurt Jesus more than a previous sin. So, O Lord, save me yourself, for I perish. Be my Savior. O Lord, I'm unable to say anything more. My pitiful heart is torn asunder. But you, O Lord, Jesus does not let the soul finish, but raising it from the ground, from the depths of its misery, He leads it into the recesses of His heart, where all its sins disappeared instantly, consumed by the flames of love. Jesus, "Here, soul, are all the treasures of my heart. Take everything you lead from it." The soul, "O Lord, I'm inundated with your grace. I sense that a new life has entered into me. And above all, I feel your love in my heart. That is enough for me, O Lord. I will glorify the omnipotence of your mercy for all eternity. Encouraged by your goodness, I will confide to you all the sorrows of my heart. Jesus, tell me all, my child. Hide nothing from me, because my loving heart, the heart of your best friend, is listening to you. So, O Lord, now I see all my ingratitude and your goodness. You were pursuing me with your grace while I was frustrating your benevolence. I see that I deserve the depths of hell for spurning your graces. Jesus, interrupt him. Do not be absorbed in your misery. You are still too weak to speak of it, but rather gaze on my heart filled with goodness and be imbued with my sentiments. Strive for meekness and humility. Be merciful to others as I am to you. And when you feel your strength failing, if you come to the fountain of mercy to fortify your soul, you will not grow weary on your journey. So, now I understand your mercy, which protects me, and like a brilliant star, lets me into the home of my Father, protecting me from the horrors of hell that I have deserved, not once, but a thousand times. O Lord, eternity will hardly suffice for me to give due praise to your unfathomable mercy and your compassion for me. Conversation of the merciful God with the suffering soul. Jesus, poor soul, I see that you suffer much and that you do not have even the strength to converse with me. So I will speak to you. Even though your sufferings were very great, don't lose heart or give in to despondency. But tell me, my child, who has dared to wound your heart? Tell me about everything. Be sincere in dealing with me. Reveal all the wounds of your heart. I will heal them, and your suffering will become a source of your sanctification. The soul, Lord, my sufferings are so great and numerous and have lasted so long that I become discouraged. Jesus, my child, do not be discouraged and know your boundless trust in me. I know you are aware of my goodness and mercy. Let us talk in detail about everything that weighs so heavily upon your heart. So, there are so many different things that I do not know what to speak about first, nor how to express it. Jesus, talk to me simple, as a friend, or simply, as a friend to a friend. Tell me now, my child, what hinders you from advancing in holiness? So, poor health detains me on the way to holiness. I cannot fulfill my duties. I'm as useless as an extra wheel on a wagon. I cannot modify myself or fall or fast to any extent as the saints did. Furthermore, nobody believes I'm sick, so that mental pain is added to those of the body, and I'm often humiliated. Jesus, how can anyone become holy in such circumstances? Question. Jesus, true, my child, all that is painful, but there is no way to heaven except the way of the cross. I follow it first. You must learn that it is the shortest and surest way. No other choice. You follow me. So, Lord, there is another obstacle to the road to holiness. Because in my favor to you, I am persecuted and suffer much. Jesus, it is because you are not of this world that the world hates you. First, it persecuted me. Persecution is a sign that you are following in my footsteps faithfully. So simple. Oh, now it is because you are not of this world, and that the world hates you. First, it persecutes me. Persecution is a sign that you are following in my footsteps faithfully. So if people persecute you, don't worry. You belong to Jesus. The soul. My Lord, I'm also discouraged because neither my superiors nor my confessor understand my interior trials. A darkness clouds my mind. How can I advance? All this discourages me from striving for the heights of sanctity. Jesus. Well, my child, this time you have told me a good deal. I realize how painful it is not to be understood, and especially by those whom one loves and with whom one has been very open. But suffice it to know that I understand all the troubles and misery. I am pleased by the deep faith you have, despite everything, in my representatives. Learn from this that no one will understand a soul entirely that is beyond human ability. Therefore, I've remained on earth to comfort your aching heart and to comfort your soul so that you will not falter on the way. You say that a dense darkness is obscuring your mind, but why at such times do you not come to me? The light you can in an instant pour into your soul more understanding about holiness than can be found in any books. No confessor is capable of teaching and enlightening a soul in this way. So come to Jesus. Know that the darkness about which you complain, I first endured in the Garden of Olives, where my soul was crushed in mortal anguish. I'm giving you a share in those sufferings because my special love for you and in view of the high degree of holiness. I'm intending for you in heaven. A suffering soul is closest to my heart. So consoling, eh? The soul. One more thing, Lord. What should I do when I'm ignored and rejected by people, especially by those whom I had a right to count in times of greatest need? Jesus, my child, make the resolution never to rely on people. Finish. Entrust yourself completely to my will, saying, Lord, as I want, but according to your will, O God, let it be done unto me. This word in the Garden of Gethsemane, no? Let the cup, it's not my will, your will. No more consideration from human beings. No more trust in anybody. The truest trust is in him. These words spoke from the depths of my heart, of one's heart, can raise the soul to the summit of sanity in a short time. In such a soul I delight. Such a soul gives me glory. Such a soul fills heaven with the fragrance of her virtue. But understand that the strength by which you bear sufferings comes from frequent communions. So approach this fountain of mercy often to draw with the vessel of trust whatever you need. Still, come to the Blessed Sacrament. So thank you, Lord, for your goodness in remaining with us in this exile as a God of mercy and blessing us with the radiance of your compassion and goodness. It is through the light of your mercy that I have come to convert, to understand how much you love me. Conversation of the merciful God with the soul striving after perfection. Jesus, I am pleased with your efforts, O Lord, also aspiring for perfection. But why do I see you so often sad and depressed? Tell me, my child, what's the meaning of this sadness? And what is its cause? At times, yes, we're so sad now. Although in the mind we understand so many things, but our heart is still weak and despair. So, Lord, the reason for my sadness is this, is that in spite of my sincere resolutions, I fall again into the same faults. I make resolution in the morning, but in the evening I see how much I have departed from them. Jesus, you see, my child, what you are of yourself. The cause of your faults is that you rely too much upon yourself and too little upon me. But let this not sadden you so much. You are dealing with the God of mercy, which your misery cannot exhaust. Remember, I did not allot only a certain number of pardons. The soul. Yes, I know all that, but great temptations assailed me, and various doubts awakened within me. And moreover, everything irritates and discourages me. Jesus, my child, know that the greatest obstacle to holiness are discouragement and an exaggerated anxiety. Two things, discouragement and exaggerated anxiety. Yeah, sometimes they're anxious, but too much. But this is the test. It's a test. How much you trust. So it's tearing, pulling two sides. Distress and trust and distrust. You know, Jesus said, trust in me. And then say another way, trust in yourself. Trust in Jesus, trust in yourself, you know. The pull of that. This will deprive you of the ability to practice virtue. All temptations unite together ought not to disturb your interior peace, not even momentarily. Sensitiveness and discouragement are the fruits of self-love. You're too sensitive because you love yourself more than you love Jesus. You put yourself more important than Jesus, and then you fall into the trap. You should not become discouraged, but strive to make my love reign in the place of your self-love. Have confidence, my child. Do not lose heart in coming for pardon, for I am always ready to forgive you. As often as you beg for it, you glorified my mercy. Still trust. So, I understand what is the better thing to do, what pleases you more. But I encounter great obstacles in acting on this understanding. Still hard to understand. How can I understand? Jesus, my child, life on earth is a struggle indeed, a great struggle for my kingdom. But fear not, because you are not unknown. I'm always supporting you, so lean on me as you struggle. Fearing nothing, take the vessel of trust and draw from the fountain of life for yourself, but also for other souls, especially such as are distrustful of my goodness. The soul, O Lord, I feel my heart being filled with your love and the rays of your mercy, and now peacing my soul. I go, Lord, at your command. I go to conquer souls. Sustained by your grace, I am ready to follow you, Lord, not only to Tabor, but also to Calvary. I decide to lead souls to the font of your mercy, so that the splendor of your mercy may be reflected in all souls. And the home of my Father be filled to overflowing. And when the enemy begins to attack me, I shall take refuge behind the shield of your mercy. Conversation of the merciful God with a perfect soul. The soul. My Lord and Master, I decide to converse with you. Jesus, speak, my beloved child, for I'm always listening. I wait for you. What do you decide to say? So Jesus is always listening. We come to Jesus only when we have problems. When you have to ask something, then you come. Otherwise, you hang around outside. Is it true? You forget about him at all. Not exist until Jesus, speak, my beloved child, for I am always listening. I wait for you. What do you decide to say? The soul. Lord, first let me pour out my heart at your feet in the frequent anointing of gratitude for the many blessings which you lavish upon me. Even if I wanted to, I could not count them. I only recall that there has never been a moment in my life in which I have not experienced your protection and goodness. Jesus, your words please me, and your thanksgiving opens up new treasure of graces. But, my child, you should talk in more detail about the things that lie in your heart. Let us talk confidentially and frankly, as two hearts that love one another do. We are short prayer, no? You know that Jesus understands everything, you just know, Jesus, da 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 da, and finish. This is our prayer. But Jesus wants to listen more, from heart to heart, they're two good friends. You see? We have 2 seconds and go out from the chapel. Or 2 minutes. Or 5 minutes. And always counting the time and think about the people outside waiting for you and something to do up downstairs and upstairs. And we are thinking you're going out because you have to care and prepare the way of the cross. You know, and then you're thinking about that. And Jesus says, I'm one of them standing, I don't listen to you. Now, this the word of Faustina. Oh, my merciful Lord, there are secrets in my heart which no one knows or will ever know except you, because even if I wanted to reveal them, no one would understand me. Your minister knows some, because I confess to him, but he knows only the bit of these mysteries that I am capable of revealing. The rest remains between us for eternity. Oh my Lord, you have covered me with the cloak of your mercy, pardoning my sins. Not once did you refuse your pardon. You always had pity on me, giving me a new life of grace to prevent doubts. You have entrusted me to the loving care of your church, that tender mother, who in your name assures me of the truth of faith and watches lest I wander. Especially in the tribunal of your mercy, does my soul meet an ocean of favors. Though you did not give the fallen angels time to repent or prolong their time of mercy, O my Lord, you have provided saintly priests to show me the sure way. Jesus, there is one more secret in my heart, in my life, the deepest and dearest to my heart. It is you yourself when you come to my heart under the appearance of bread. Therein lies the whole secret of my sanctity. Here my heart is so united with yours as to be but one. There are no more secrets, because all that is yours is mine, and all that is mine is yours. Such is the omnipotence and the miracle of your mercy. All the tongues of men and angels united could not find words adequate to this mystery of your love and mercy. When I contemplate the mystery, my heart falls into a deep ecstasy. That means the Blessed Sacrament. In silence, I tell you everything, Lord, because the language of love is without words. Not a single stirring of my heart escaped you. O Lord, the extent of your great condescension has awakened in my soul an even greater love for you, the sole object of my love. The life of union manifests itself in perfect purity. deep humility, gentle silence, and great zeal for the salvation of souls. O my sweet Lord, you watch over me each moment and inspire me as to how I should act in the precise situation when my heart wavers between two things. You yourself frequently intervened in the resolution of a difficulty. Countless times, by means of sudden enlightenment, you have given me to know what is the more pleasing to you. Oh, how numerous are the instances of forgiveness about which no one knows. How often you have poured into my soul courage and perseverance to go forward. It is you yourself who remove obstacles from my road, intervening directly in the actions of people. O Jesus, everything I have said to you is but a pale shadow of what is taking place in my heart. O my Jesus, how ardently I desire the conversion of sinners. You know that I am doing for them to win them for you. Every offense against you wounds me deeply. I spend neither strength nor health nor life itself in defense of your kingdom. Although my efforts may remain invisible on earth, they are known as variable in your eye. O Jesus, I want to bring souls to the font of your mercy to draw the reviving water of life in the vessel of trust. The soul desirous of more of God's mercy should approach God with great trust. And if her trust in God is unlimited, then the mercy of God towards it will likewise limitless. O my God, who know every beat of my heart, you know how eagerly I desire that your heart would beat for you alone, that every soul glorify the greatness of your mercy.